Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing? Happy New Year. This is 2024. I'm trying to think. Is this my first time talking to you this new year? Possibly, right? Hopefully everything is going well. Hopefully everybody is well and happy and healthy and looking forward to a well and blessed, prosperous new year. I know that I am. So hopefully you can join with me in that sentiment right there, right? Okay. Now let me share with you some things I need to share with you. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is A Voice of a People, live here on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or call in during a live broadcast, which we would love to hear from you. Phone number 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Those who faithfully support the Voice of the People are Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. And I would like to tell you the people that I will be naming as support for this show. They have been long supporters of this show, and I thank God for each and every one of them and wish them a blessed and prosperous Happy New Year. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Well, I was checking with her to see if her advertisement was the same, so let me see what she had to say. 1 second here, because I know things change. Okay, they have free produce April through May, every third Saturday of every month. So right now they are not having it. It will start back again April the third Saturday of every month. Okay, now they have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary that is open to the public. They do ask that you respect the property and just use it for walking. We thank them for that new addition in that neighborhood. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Elementary Schools, along with North Union's City and County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Or you could call in and talk to her today. She's my guest today. I thank Cheryl Lee. She's one of those people you can call on every now and then if you just need a little help. She's my friend like that. So I thank God for her. I really do. Now, let me share you a thought for today, which I love to do for my audience. Give you something to meditate on throughout today. Let's see what Google has for us today. I love Google. If you have a question about anything, right, you can go to Google. Thought for today. Wow, this is good. Wonderful you. What a way to start New Year's. You are wonderful just as you are. Once you see and accept that, others will too. I guess if you feel bad about yourself, others feel sorry for you because you look so sad and downtrodden. You ever see a person like that? They just feel so sorry and sad for themselves. And then other people feel sorry for you too. So we want to lift up our countenance, put a smile on our face, even if it hurts. We don't want people to feel sorry for us. We want to be energetic. We want to be powerful in our everyday lives and try to have, you know, control of what we do and what we say and where we go. Hopefully that thought for today will help you. Now I'll turn my attention to my guest today, Cheryl Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Linda. Thank you for inviting me back again.
Yes, I can see you face to face.
I know. I know. Last week I was just still coughing and stuff like this. So I just didn't feel like coming in here and polluting your area.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Because I think it was Thursday, we were on our way to celebrate Christmas with my husband's daughter, one of his daughter's family. I was taking my medicine on my way out the door and started coughing. It was as if I swallowed a bug.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And I could not stop coughing.
And like with my children, my grandkids, because I've got them on the weekends a lot, when they start coughing, because this has gone through all of us, I say, grab the water. You know, and then at some points, that water didn't even calm it down.
Right.
So, yeah.
What is that?
I have no idea, but it, you know, ours wasn't phlegmy or anything like that, and I was thankful for that.
Right.
Because, you know, that was a symptom that a lot of people had.
True.
Now, they did have it in the nasal cavities, and trying to get 11, a 7, and a 5-year-old to blow their nose.
Gosh.
What a chore.
I know.
So I was like the worst grandma ever because I was, get to the bathroom.
In a hurry.
Empty that out.
It was for their health, though.
Yeah.
They don't understand. As long as it stays inside, it stops them from getting well faster.
Yeah.
It does.
And it's like, oh, guys, does that not feel better?
Right.
You know, when you take that pressure away and, no, grandma.
Of course not.
Okay.
Boys, right?
Right.
Lazy. Right. They don't want to go do it. I get it.
Well, that's true. They did not want to take the time.
No.
You know, from anything, whether it was TV or gaming or whatever, they don't want to take the time.
No, they don't. They surely do not. Wow. So I know our last conversation, it was kind of...
Haphazard?
Haphazard, yes. And this board was messing up, and I was trying to, I don't know, my knowledge of this is limited, right? So I was trying to move buttons and flip levers and things like that, and I think finally I did get it a little better for us. But now we can talk face to face.
There you go. That
is Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's to you too.
Yes, first week of January, and those of you out there, hopefully it's going well for you. Well, so let us go back to where we was, then we can talk.
Okay, but where were we? were having one conversation, I was having another. So which one do we want to settle on?
Oh, so how's your New Year been going?
You know, it's been great. And Christmas was wonderful. Seriously. I know everyone romantically wants to have that white Christmas. And I have had to scramble in years past. I have had to scramble to find someone who could dig out my driveway so the family could come in on Christmas Eve, because that's when we always get together, blended family. So we, you know, Christmas Eve morning, and this one was wonderful. I know we didn't have the white snow that we all enjoy and stuff like that, but I'll tell you what. I really enjoyed the milder temperatures.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And I know, again, too, I think I would like to have a deep freeze for a couple of solid weeks to get rid of some of these viruses and bacteria and stuff like that. But, boy, on the other hand, I really like these warmer temperatures.
Yeah, me too.
But, yes, the New Year's is good. I was back in the office yesterday for the first time in probably a month.
Okay.
Where, you know, like I've gone into the office, I've done what I've had to do, but then I was pulled away to do other things. So yesterday I actually started weeding through the papers, you know, throwing things away, getting things cleaned up for the New Year, and it felt good. It felt good to be back in the office, and then yesterday I started the ministry up again. I'm teaching one night over in Kenton, which is Hardin County.
Okay. The school?
No. The school's covered. We've got a team in the school and stuff. This is a St. John's.
The church.
The church, where they're on Carroll Street, and their youth. I won't say minister, but the person who took care of their youth stepped down because of her family activities and stuff like this. And,
okay.
And no one within the church stepped up for that.
Right.
So God was really just tugging at my heart to, because they are so good to CEF. You know, they allow us to use their facility for our November Hardin County Luncheon and Silent Auction, which is our large fundraiser for Hardin County. And so I was avoiding it. You know, I was ignoring it. And God just kept tugging at my heart. So finally, I spoke to our treasurer also is from that school, from our chapter. And I spoke to Jerry about if they had found someone to step up and do that, and he said no. And I said, well, I will do that for you.
That's great.
I can do that if that's okay. I said, but I want to use the Child Evangelism Fellowship curriculum.
Right.
And so that's how I got over there. And so it has been a change with the kids because the previous years have been more rambunctious and things of this sort.
Right.
Where this year is more, CEF has got a good program. The Good News Club is a great program. And we can have a lot of fun in a club, but the kids have to be willing to get there.
Right, that's true.
And so this has been going on since November, and your listeners can pray for this children's ministry because we have not had the same kids for two consecutive weeks.
Really?
We'll have a group of kids come 1 week, and then they'll miss. And then we've only had one child, one boy, who is about, I think he is about 10. And he has come every week. And he's enjoying himself, and he's learning, and he's really a joy. But everybody else has been in and out, you know. And part of it's because of the structure.
I'm sure.
That they're not used to. But then a lot of it is the weather has been nice and they stay out and things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But part of it's just our culture. Even our clubs are shrinking in attendance because there's not enough emphasis on God's Word, on children learning about God.
Right.
And learning memorization and stuff like this. Now, the kids who come, they enjoy themselves thoroughly. But you've got to get that to the parents to make it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Or to the grandparents to make it an encouragement.
True.
To get the kids there. And so one of the helpers, I've got a couple of women from the church have stepped up and they're helping, and one of them was sharing with me, she goes, you know, at first they were concerned about the numbers, how they've shrunk down to almost nothing. And she said, but you know what? I think it's just God is going to work with this core group of kids.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, because I'm like, Linda, at first I was wondering, like, was I misreading it? Am I really the person who's supposed to be there? Because I'm
know,
like, Lord.
I know how that feels.
I felt like you were tugging at me, and he just wasn't giving me a piece until I stepped up and said, I can help you with this.
Right.
And so I was thinking, you know, do I go ahead and change it? Do I emphasize games and fun rather than God's Word and stuff? And then, you know, Jane is her name. She stepped up and said, you know, I think God is just going to have us teach a smaller group of kids who really want to learn. And so it's like, okay, God.
Isn't that how it is anyway?
It is.
You have a small core in a church.
That's right.
You have others that they filter in, they filter out, you know, or mm-hmm. they come back, they go away, and they come back, and it's nothing steady.
And it's such a shame. Because we've got so much to offer them. You know, people just don't realize, and I'm not just talking about Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
We have a lot to offer the kids.
Yes.
We really do. It's an after-school program. Your grandchildren, your children can be involved in it.
Right.
We have a lot. We'll be running through the month of March, and some will even take it through into April. So we have a lot to offer the children, and the children really enjoy it. They learn common courtesies. They learn like a moral compass, which our culture is really lacking right now. But they're learning it from a biblical point of view.
Right.
They're learning it from Father God, the creator of all things. And then again, when we're talking about churches, yeah, you have to be careful about your church because you can have some churches who have strayed away from God's word.
Oh, yeah.
But if you find a church that is standing on God's word and teaching from God's word, there's so much that church has to offer. Even if it's a small church, they just have so much God's word and the body of Christ that is standing on God's word. When you are in need or to be a help to someone else,
mm-hmm.
the blessings that you receive from that support, from that assembly, is huge.
And it is
huge. People just do not realize that. We have an epidemic right now of people being anxious and depressed. Well, it's like, guys, we've got the answer. All you have to do is be willing to come.
Yes.
And listen, you know, and to put yourself aside and start listening to what God has to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of that anxiety, that stress.
Yes.
You know, will just kind of just disappear.
It does.
It'll evaporate.
Right. Mm-hmm. It seems to be such a burden on people nowadays, but you're right, it's the stress. It's our culture, things going on in the world that they have no answer to, which none of us have the answer, except God is the answer, the only mm-hmm. answer, you mm-hmm. know. And he releases that stress because, like he says, cast your cares onto me, you mm-hmm. know, because I care mm-hmm. for you. I'll take it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And again, like since October, we have been teaching the kids the lessons that God's plan is better than anything you have planned for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that God, even though you may think that he has left you, well, he will never leave you.
Right.
Hebrews, it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 5 and 6 are wonderful promises.
Yes, they are.
From God. And then, you know, it's like, again, there was a gentleman, and I may have shared this with you, Linda, so if I have, we can stop. But I have a new gentleman on my team
mm-hmm.
for Elgin. That's where I teach. And he met me in the parking lot before club one day. He says, I can't do this anymore. I said, because I was having him do the memory verse, break it down for the kids and mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm like, well, I can go ahead and teach. That's not a problem. I'm used to teaching by myself. So this has been a new year where I have turned responsibilities over to other people.
Somebody, yeah.
And it's really, I mean, it's like I have to zip my mouth and sit on my hands because you want to jump in there. You
right,
know, that
right.
type of thing. So I told him, I said, that's okay. I can go ahead and mm-hmm. and take the memory verse. And he goes, no, he's not that. He says, it's the kids. He says, I'm just old enough and old school enough where they were driving him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. You know, I understood where he's coming from, but I also understood how valuable he being a man in
right.
the club. So I let it sit for about a day and a half, and I was just talking to God about it. And, you know, it was like this voice was telling me, share what you have been teaching, what he has been teaching the kids in the club. And the verses were basically, you know, don't lean on your own understanding,
right.
Proverbs, and, you know, 3:5-6, and also about how God's plan is bigger than our plan. And so I basically took him back to that after I explained to him that I would really like if he could reconsider because he is so valuable. Those
mm-hmm.
kids, as soon as he wasn't in that club, those kids started asking, where is he?
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
And so I shared with them, I said, well, he won't be coming anymore because we were too rowdy for him. And they're like, oh, we can behave. We can be quieter.
Aww.
And I'm like, well, I said, I said, what we need to do is pray that we can that he will come back.
Oh my.
You know, and stuff. I said, but I have plans of talking to him. You know, and so when we sent this text to him, and you know, I just said how valuable you were, and I shared with him how the kids were asking where he was, if he was sick and things, and just shared with him about, he may not realize it, but what a role model he's making for the kids.
Of course.
And so, praise God, you know, God, the battle was through God's word.
Yes, yes.
You know, just sharing that, you know, it's really time to step up and use God's word. And he came back, and the kids were just ecstatic.
He came back. Oh, yeah, praise God.
He came
back. That's beautiful.
And so then he took two weeks off for a vacation. And I shared with him before he left.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now, you know, we call him Mr. Royal Person because the lessons have been dealing with royalty, like how Joseph rose to royalty and then how Queen Esther.
Right.
And so he comes in, he wears a crown and stuff like this, and among his duties, you know, we call him Mr. Royal Person, and they just love it.
Great.
They just love him, and I'm so thankful that he came back, because I know, rowdiness, I can handle because I'm with grandkids all the time, so I've not gotten out of that, right? But...
No.
when it's just you and your spouse at home, and you know, you've got a quiet life, it's a little bit harder to get into
it is
into that groove, and realizing that these kids are good, he should be in some of my other clubs.
Right, absolutely. You know? Right, absolutely.
But
well, praise God that he did come back.
Yes, yes.
And that they missed him, you know.
Exactly. And he does a great job with the kids and stuff like that. So, yeah, people just have to realize.
What a statement that made, though, that he turned and walked away. And that they really had to look at themselves and their behavior.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they were willing to change.
That's exactly right. I know, because, you know, it's like.
That's profound, isn't it?
And that's one of those, do you share with them? Why he's not? Because, like you said, if you don't tell them the truth as to why he's not coming back, what do they learn?
Nothing.
I mean, I could have shed, I could have kept that from them.
Right.
Shielded them from that. But what are they learning?
Nothing.
You know, so I chose to share it, and I think it was the right thing.
I do too.
You know. So they're good kids.
Because they knew they could do better.
Oh, they did. They did.
This new person, you know, kids are like that. They like to try people,
you know,
see how long they can last.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed them, I don't have to deal with this.
That's right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It was something.
Yeah. So I'm glad to have him back. And then my other helper, I've got actually two helpers this year, which is a rarity. You know, normally we're dealing with just one and praying to keep them through the whole year. And she's just feeding new ideas, and I'm like, wonderful, because after after you teach for a while, you do get into like a slump, right? You kind of, and so and it's great. Her name's Margie, and it's great to have her aboard, you know, because she's throwing ideas out and like. Great, you know, we can run with that. It doesn't affect the lesson that CEF wants us to teach and stuff, and it just kind of dovetails with it. So it's like, I like that energy, and she's my age or maybe even a little bit older, but she's got great, fun ideas.
Good to
put into it, you know, stuff. So
that's great.
It is. It is fun.
Brings
is
a little
fun.
Life, more life to it, you
it
know.
It does. It does.
And kids need a little fun.
Exactly.
That's I think exactly. we all do.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We sure do. And so, Pastor, you know, you're talking about how's your New Year's coming. Pastor's New Year's message was about choices. And he was saying, you know, like, even if you're having a hard time, it's your choice on whether you have joy through that hard time. It's your choice of whether you allow someone to comfort you, or, you know. So basically he was saying, even through the valleys, it's your choice on how you deal with it.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about that because I have a grandson, my little five-year-old. He's going through that terrible five stage in blooming colors, I'm telling you.
And I thought it was terrible, too. Is it also a terrible five?
There's a terrible five, too. And well, then my husband says, he goes, I think he's hit his terrible twos while he's five. And I told him, I said, well, at five, there is that. There's a phase there that they go through at five, too. And I had to tell him, I said, listen, this is after I've talked to him a couple times. I said, you're going to have to settle down, or you're going to be grounded from Grandma's house, and you're not going to come back here. And that did not faze him. So he's in his second year of preschool, and he has Monday, Wednesday, and Friday preschool. And on Wednesday, we pick him up, and then we take him out to lunch and Wendy's. He loves it. Well, I saw that being grounded from Grandma's house wasn't a big threat. So I told him, I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I said, Keegan, if you cannot be kind and if you cannot listen, then Grandma and Grandpa won't be picking you up on Wednesdays anymore and taking you to lunch for Wendy's. And that's when his eyes opened up and you could see the light bulb coming on. You know?
Right.
And I started thinking, when I started thinking about that, because the kids went home for the weekend and stuff, and I thought, there is a book I have on teaching your children, using the proper words, and, you know, teaching your children how, or there's power in words, I guess, for your children. And one of the things in there is teaching them through your language of, is that a good choice? Did you just make a good choice? Is that a kind way of doing that?
Right.
You know, or I've got to get my book back out and start practicing.
Right, right.
Making them realize that, you know, there are choices that we all make.
Yes, that's true.
Some are good, some are bad.
And there's consequences.
There are consequences. And you know, like, I'm going to start going ahead and go back to, like, okay, who did you just listen to? You know, did you just listen to the voice of God? Or did you give in to the temptation and listen to the devil? You know, and just go ahead and...
The good and the bad, right?
The good and the bad, because that's what we live in. We live in a spiritual world.
Yes, we do. And it's live, you know, and active.
I don't want to say spiritual, because people go, you know, they're spiritual, rather than going to church and stuff. Well, they're spiritual. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so lost. We live in a supernatural world.
Yes. And people don't understand, they are spirit and they live in a body.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Live in a human body.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where all these came from.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And but yeah, and so we are tempted all the time to do right or wrong.
That's true.
So I watch a movie and I see myself justifying the bad things that the person's doing. I'm like, hold on, in real life, that is not justifiable, you know? You may like this character in the movie, but that's not justifiable.
Right, right.
And so you really have to watch everything, whether you're listening to a talk radio host or whether you're listening to your pastor or you're reading a book, you know, or you're watching a movie or a series on TV.
Right.
Because those things can start changing your thought from what is biblical. And so...
That's true.
You know?
That's so true.
Uh-huh.
If you don't make it a habit.
That's right.
Of being in the Word of God. That's,
right.
You know, it does. And the Word of God changes your appetite.
It does.
For the world.
It does.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't look at it the same. You don't value those things as much as you used to. And a lot of things that used to turn you on, they don't. They turn you off.
Right.
So God's Word being ingested in your spirit, in your mind, changes you.
That's right. That's right. And it also, like, well, it changes your entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a lot of times a show will start and I just can't get past the F-bomb.
I know.
And I'm like, really? Is this the talent of the writer? They cannot put something else in there,
right,
to emphasize? Or is this the talent of the actors and actresses that they can't get that message across without that? You know, it's the lack of, in yes. my opinion, it's the lack of talent on the actors and actresses and on the writer, maybe even the director.
Right.
That they can't pull that out of them without having to go to such crude and sleazy language.
I know.
Same way. And then there's other things, too, that, you know, as soon as I see it come on the screen, it's like, okay.
It's on YouTube as well.
This is not our show. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of those commentaries are talking, and they have their guest on, and it's F this, F that, you mm-hmm. know, like, mm-hmm. wow, okay. If that's your only way of getting over to people or relating to others, you know. But we understand where you're coming from, whether you have to curse or not, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If their message is powerful, they can leave out all the crudeness.
True.
They can emphasize with their voice. But if their message is powerful, it's going to be there. If their message is true, it will be Dr. McGee. You know, he's passed away, been gone for a long time, but he always had that morning slot on mm-hmm. any show where, or on radio, where he would do, you know, what was that, Walking Through the Bible or something of that sort? But his messages were always so powerful mm-hmm. that he has been gone for several decades, and yet radio, you know, will have him still on. And it's still
which one?
Dr. McGee.
Dr. McGee. I don't know why. I don't think I've heard of him.
Oh, he yeah, and I don't know if it was Walking Through the Bible or what the...
Is that Les Feldick's message, Walking Through the Bible?
I don't know. I can't help you there. But the point I'm making is that because he was aligned, I mean, his because he was speaking truth,
right.
It's just as powerful when he spoke it as it is today.
Right,
you know,
right.
The truth just prevails.
Yes, it does, and you can't change the truth.
No.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
It stands on its own.
It does. And whether people like it or not, you know, they're within my family, like, let's say, well, Grandma, that's old-fashioned. And it's like, darling, that's from the Bible. It's never old-fashioned.
No, no.
You know?
No.
So it's just like, no, if you're standing on the Word of God,
right,
it may be not what you want to hear or what you want to do, but it's not old-fashioned.
True. And it's like he was and is mm-hmm. and is to come.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always present,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Exactly.
Always present.
Yep.
Never missing.
Yep.
Never gone out of action. Where would we be if he did?
Exactly. And what they need to realize is that they want their prayers to be answered. If they want their prayers to be heard, they've got to get right with the Lord first.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading. Oh, I don't know if it was Matthew or in Genesis, because I'm doing the John MacArthur's Daily Bible. And in the Daily Bible, you read a couple chapters of Genesis. Then you have just some verses of Proverbs and again, some verses of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a couple chapters of Matthew. So when something pricks my attention, I get confused as to where it is. Because of the four different sections of the Bible. But the thing is, the one verse that was talking about was that you have to be aligned with God. God hears his people's prayers.
Yes.
Meaning those who have salvation, those who have asked for forgiveness, God hears their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're outside of that, if you've not trusted Jesus yet and asked him to forgive you of your sins, you can pray until you're blue in the face. You can pray all day long or all your life, and God is not going to hear your prayer.
Hmm.
Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm. Very. Now say that again.
If you have not come to the Lord Jesus and asked for forgiveness, you are not part of God's people. You're not in that family, and God is not going to hear your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
He will hear your prayer of asking for forgiveness.
Right.
And that opens the door for you to have the blessings for prayers to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, Linda, I think that a lot of people are lost and will stay in the darkness. Now, I know God's always tugging at people's hearts.
Yes.
But I think also a lot of people are lost and will stay in their lifestyle of sin is because they don't have a godly person praying for them.
That could be true.
You know, and not like God needs help, but God says we're to pray for one another
right.
continuously.
Because he will hear your prayers
right.
for that person.
For that person, you know.
Yes, he will.
And also, we can share with that person that, well, I will pray for my son not walking with the Lord. And at Christmas time, we were talking about a business venture that he's thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds good. And he's young enough to absorb it if it goes south.
Right.
You know. But I told him, I said, well, he says, just wish me luck. I said, luck has nothing to do with it, Daniel. I said, I'll pray for you.
Right.
I said, and how I'll pray is that the best outcome will, that you'll receive the best outcome for all of you. Because there's an investor involved, there's an owner of a small business, and then there's himself.
Right.
So, you know, I want it to be the best for all of them. And a year or two ago, he would have snapped my head off for saying that. And then this Christmas, which was a joy for me, he says, okay, Mom, that would be good.
Right.
Because I told him, I said, because, Daniel, I said, it sounds good today. I said, but a month from now, it may be the worst idea to have.
True.
You know? And so, yeah. And I think that's how it is. It's like when we're praying for people.
Yes.
You know, God's tugging at them. But how many times do we pray for someone to come across someone's path? To help bring them in and stuff.
I don't know. I hate to think how long a person may have prayed for me.
Exactly.
Because some people may say you're living on your grandparents' prayers, and they may have been gone a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, I've never heard that saying, but I can believe that because
yeah.
God, he always is going to answer our prayers.
Yes.
Be yes or not yet.
Yes.
Or instead of no, it's I have a better plan for you.
Right.
You know, so if you're living on your grandparents' prayers, because he's timeless.
Yes, he is.
We all have an expiration date.
Yes, we do.
But our prayers
live on, I believe.
On.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And then they have this song, Somebody Prayed for Me, Had Me on Their Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Well, and how many times have we heard those wonderful testimonies of men and women who have been in battle? And, you know, like they think that everything is like their number's up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hear about how their grandmother had been woken up out of a sound sleep and started praying.
Right.
You know, and so I really believe that a lot of people are left in darkness because of their, we're all born in sin, but because other people aren't listening to God's commandment saying, pray for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that pray for one another is supposed to be praying for our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
But I believe it extends also to the
unsaved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Unsaved. Yes.
So that's my piece.
Yes, because we pray for the motherless, the fatherless, the sick, you know, the homeless for shelter and someone to be there for them. It's so much to pray for. Now, as our world is in topsy-turvy with immigrants and war and the border and all these things that are out of control. Only God can help man to find a solution, because man doesn't have the solution. And if he doesn't go to God, he won't get a solution. You know, and it's
And the more chaotic it gets, and the more we think that it looks like it's out of control, well, those are the pieces of the end time.
Yes.
And God is still in control.
Oh, yes.
He's just allowing man to do what man does well. And that's think of themselves, be greedy, and cause chaos.
Right, and think they have the answer, right?
Exactly, exactly. But what they're doing is they're just working all the plans that God had foretold to us in Revelation.
To bring it to a head.
To bring it to pass. And so, and that's why we do have to, another reason why we have to really stand firm on God's Word and get into that daily reading and or some type of reading of God's Word. You know, I'm using the MacArthur's Bible, and this is my third year, and I have never made it through daily with it every year because when I miss a week or when I miss a day, it takes me an hour to actually read it and absorb it and think about it. And so if you miss a couple of days, well, then you're 3 hours, and I want to try to catch up. This year, it's like, nah, if I miss a day, I'm skipping that day, and I'm moving on.
Right, you have to.
You know, because it puts too much stress on me. And then, like this past year, and I would still read the Bible and stuff like that, but I gave up on this particular program because, you know, you miss a couple of days, and then you try to get caught up, and you do get caught up or whatever, and you're still a day behind or whatever, and it puts a lot of stress on you. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Right. I don't think God wants us to. No. We're not going to get it all anyway.
Exactly.
So it's too much.
So get into a program of something.
Right.
Just to get yourself back in. But really give yourself time to think and meditate, because that's another thing that God says.
Oh, yes.
He doesn't want us just to read it and have it blank words.
Mm-mm.
That's why in the Good News Club, we explain the lesson to the kids. We let them ask questions. When we're doing a memory verse, we break those words down, because sure, these kids are quick. They're not, their minds aren't cluttered. They can memorize those verses in a heartbeat. But I don't want them to memorize just blank words.
Oh, no.
You know, we want, and CEF doesn't want that. So we want to go ahead and break those words down so that they can understand.
Right, that they get the meaning.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's the way we should do, too.
Yes.
When we're reading, even if it's just a chapter of whatever. That's right.
It can be a verse.
Break it down and really digest it. Really think about it, so that when I'm in trouble, the Holy Spirit can bring it back out of me.
Right.
You know.
Right, to help you.
That's right. That's exactly right. Just like physical food is for my physical body, God's Word is for my spiritual soul.
Yes, it is.
My supernatural soul.
It's healthy to your navel and marrow to your bone.
Ah, there you go.
The Word of God. So it works all the way through you.
Exactly.
Even adds longer days to you.
Yes, it
does. To your life.
Well, you know why? Because we don't have the stresses. We learn.
Praise God. Woo-hoo.
Seriously, the more we're in God's Word, the more we realize these are things out of control.
Right.
I can't worry about them.
Mm-mm.
I lay it at your throne.
Amen.
You know?
At the feet of Jesus.
That's right.
Even he can handle it, though, right?
He can. He can. And the thing is, even with my family not walking with him, you know, I've shared with you and I've shared with your viewers that Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, Jesus said, ask believing then you'll receive.
And you will receive.
And so I'm asking for the salvation of my family.
And
I'm
you're believing.
That my family will start walking with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's God's will that none should perish. And I'm believing that.
Yes.
I don't know when. I want it now. That's
of
the hard
course.
Part for me.
Of course.
You know, so I'm working on that fruit of patience.
Right.
That fruit of the Spirit, patience. But I'm trusting God. Because
you have
he
to.
Said, Jesus said, ask anything
right.
and you'll receive. You
right.
know, so and by believing it, you'll receive it. So it's like, okay, I
right.
believe it.
And we have to allow him to work.
Mm-hmm. And that
know.
Has taken a lot of stress off me.
Good.
You know, and you just, it's like, okay.
Right.
You know.
Because it's his worry. It's his stress.
It's
and uh-huh. he knows what will bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to prepare them.
Yep. And now that I have prayed for them.
Right.
Now I'm thanking them.
There you go.
I'm taking it to where, Lord, I'm not praying for them anymore because you got it. I've already
yes.
got that prayer out there.
Right.
Now I'm going to thank you for the day that you bring them back.
Amen.
Thank you for the day that I get to sit at the kitchen table. Just like I did with my son
right.
over Christmas, and we were talking about this business venture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that was music to my heart, to my soul.
God's already working.
When I was able to share with him that I will pray over this situation.
Right, right.
And how I would pray, and he didn't snap me off. You
see
know?
There, God's working already because
yeah.
you laid it on him.
Exactly.
God, this is your, it's his problem, really.
Exactly.
Because if we could get him saved, we'd have to keep him saved, and we can't do that.
No, all we do is just keep praying for him.
Right, just keep praying for him.
And let him know that, you know, when we get an opportunity, let him know that they are prayed over.
Yes, absolutely.
My daughter, who, you know, has the three boys, and she's very hard-hearted, and yet something will come up, and I'll say, well, I'll pray for that situation, or I'll pray for that person, Katie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she'll always say, thanks, Mom.
Good.
So, I mean, it's good. Just do not be afraid
right.
to let them know that you pray for them.
That's right.
You don't have to tell them in detail.
Right. You don't, or their friends, or whatever's concerning them, you know.
That's right. Uh-huh.
My one daughter, Daisy, she'll call me and say, Mom, pray for so-and-so and so-and-so. And I pray, like, right then, Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever the situation is,
mm-hmm.
intervene or help them or heal them, you know, because I don't like to walk away from prayer because then I'm busy all as well, and I may forget.
Right.
Right. But we are at the end of our first hour. Shirley will be with us our second hour.
Am I? Sure.
Okay. Okay. So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. Until next time, which will be 11:15. Be blessed. Thank you.